Even out the church news, and I don't care to call the name of the church and say what they was up to. But over here at Enon Grove at Cedar Bluff, they was wanting people to bring their favorite lawn chair. We're going to serve popcorn and cokes and put a movie on for the family to sit and watch. God help us. When God's house gets to be anything except God's house.
Amen.
Now, this is a hard saying that I'm fixing to say, but me and my wife were sitting right in the parking lot a while ago talking. And from the way this church, the people have dropped back in the years that I've come here, David. Older ones are fixing to pass on. Ain't very careful she's going to be shut down. I hate to say it. Either that or it'll go bottom. So, I ain't got much longer. Doctor told me the other day down at Birmingham. Basically, what he said, boy, just go home and die. Said, there's nothing else I can do for you. And I told the Lord, whatever little you let me preach, I'll preach or testify, do whatever that you let me do, I'll do it. And I'm going to say this. You may go open the door where I'm just going out. You're talking about that man wearing them short breeches in that church up there. Man's got no business wearing them things in the church or out. Now put that on word. I'm just going to be plain with you. If you'll read your Bible and study it, instead of just picking out the sweet parts of it, God is against that nakedness.
Amen.
Man or woman. He told the priest over there, David, you ought to come on. He told the priest over there when they was building an altar. He said, don't you put no steps of going up to that altar that your body will be seen by the one that's behind you. He didn't want man looking on man's nakedness. So he sure don't want man looking on woman's nakedness.
Amen.
I'm out on going to house right now. I ain't got much longer. Brother Terry was preaching. I'll get to my text. James, I want to touch just a little bit on what Mike read this morning to start off with. I was listening to Brother Terry preach up at camp meeting back in the spring in April. Friday, I finally got the CD from spring camp meeting. And, man, you talk about getting down where the rubber meets the road, but he was talking about some church up on the upper end of Santa Mountain when he used to have when he was young, first started out in his teens. He said, I had a standing appointment on the upper end of Sand Mountain. And said, there was some old granny woman that come there. I said, she was probably 85, 90 year old, sat in a chair over there. And said, every once in a while it sang. Said, the pastor asked her, said, do you want to sing? Said, no, I don't have one on my mind right now. And as it went on a little while, she said, I got one on my mind. I want to sing. He said, she's sitting over in that chair with a dress on so long you couldn't even see her shoes. And said, when she dragged back, couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, but the power of God was in it. Amen. And the meeting got stirred up. I'm afraid today we are losing the very thing that we're wanting the crowd. But David, what we're needing is the power.
Amen.
The power of Almighty God.
Amen.
I want to read just, I may go somewhere else than Peter or Timothy in a minute, but I want to read this morning whenever Mike was reading this, it come on like a light bulb in my head, just like it did during the revival meeting here when Oscar read that scripture about mending your ways and mending your doings. I ain't got shit of that yet. But I want to read just a little bit here in the book of James, chapter 2. And I want us to look at something just for a minute. James chapter 2, and begin reading verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not work, can faith save him? He asked the question. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, and be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what shall it profit? Even so, faith, if it have not works, is dead, being alone. Amen. Yea, a man may say, thou hast works, and faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Now listen at verse 17. He said, even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Amen. I know this modern generation today is saying all you got to do is just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you've got eternal life. Amen. If that's so, ever since I can remember, Jason, I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Daddy was lost. Mama was lost. Amen. But they did at least tell us, David, about God. Amen. And turn the radio on Sunday morning and listen to the preachers. And back then, they'd preach. They didn't bop their gum and fiddle on the guitar for 30 minutes. They'd preach. God bless your heart. But when the children of Israel, I was down in Egypt. Amen. God bless your heart. Thank God they begin to cry out to God. That's our problem today. Amen. I told my wife this morning, I believe I preached it. Amen. To her about all morning or yesterday, whenever it was. I said, I can find nothing wrong with praying for lost people. I said, but what we're really needing to be praying for is for ourselves in the church. Amen. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, I will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sins. I'll heal their land. God requires us first how to pray for ourselves.
Amen. That's
the Lord. Yes. Getting more like it now. God bless your heart. We need the power again. We need the move of God again. If a sinner comes in this congregation done, if the Holy Ghost is here, amen, they'll do one or two things. They'll either get up and come here, or they'll get up and go out the door. You say, preacher, how do you know? I've done it a many a time. I've been in the house of God, the church right over there, amen, in Black Oak Church, ain't gone under brush harbors, ain't gone where the Holy Ghost was working, it started moving, so would I. Amen. That's what we're needing, is the power of God again. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with praying for sinners, but let's ask God, amen, to come back, and visit us one more time that we might see the glory again.
Yes. Yes.
Bless him, Lord.
You might all let one head. Children of Israel down there crying out. And God heard their cry. Amen. Then God told them the plagues that it's going to put on Pharaoh. Amen. Thank God they put nine of them on. They didn't let them go. He said the next one, thank God they'll run you out with a high hand. Hallelujah. God give them directions. Said put you up a lamb. Thank God that you kill that lamb. How you put the blood on the pole doorpost. Amen. Which was to protect them from the world. Thank God then put it. Thank God on the level how to protect you from the judgment of God. Amen. Thank God said if you kill that lamb and you eat it, how will your shoes on and your clothes packed up and get ready to get out of here. Hallelujah. Hey, kill that lamb. Hey, eat that lamb. Hey, God, but that blood did not save them. I did not get them out. It took the power of God how to go in of that blood how to get them out of Egypt.
Amen.
That's what it's going to take in the day we're in. I hate to get behind on my preaching. Thank God, but I'm behind on it. I text Brother Toby Tires this morning. Hadn't had talked to him in a good while. I said, my days of traveling, it's just about over with. I said, I wish I was able to come over there one more time. I said, I'd like to walk through the door and watch you break out in a sweat when I come through the door. I'm because you're afraid that's no preach. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what we're needing today is the power of God. Next time we meet, we ought to still take in prayer requests. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't you mark me up there saying it's wrong. We all just come into the day. We're going to meet and get on our faces before God and beg Him. Amen. To come back in our midst one more time and be
Him
for us.
Bless the Lord.
The blood is what done the job,
yes, it is.
But it wouldn't do it without the power.
Right.
That blood that Jesus shed on the cross, man, I glory in it.
Sure.
But without the power, that blood won't do it. Hey, man, I know when I was a small kid, anytime you could have talked to me, when I was drunk, I told you the blood I was shed for the sinner. Thank God, but it never did do no good, David. After the power come one night, that spread down deep in my heart, hallelujah, and stirred me from the inside out. It was the power of God. I had faith in the blood. That was the power of God. It's what transformed, amazing you, renewed me, washed me, cleansed me, and made me.
Amen.
The blood was what? Protected from the wrath of God.
Yes.
But it was a power,
yes,
that brought them out.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. We can say whatever we want to. Amen. I'm so sick. And so tired of this modern stuff. Amen. Romans 10, 9 and 10. And that's just as true as John 3:16. I'm not kidding it.
But David, that Bible, they ain't got no verses in it. If you'll come in to reading it, amen, just read the whole thing. He'll give you the whole story.
Yeah.
It won't pick out just a little spot. Oh, bless His name. How can they believe on whom they've not heard? How can they hear without a preacher? Ain't God, it takes the power of God. How to get in a man of God and let him preach all time. Hell bound, a sinner. Ain't God, and preach the blood. If the Holy Ghost deals with you, He will redeem you.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. You don't hear much of that kind of preaching anymore. I've had to do it last night, I guess it was. I sat in there listening to two of them CD and had to preacher repent for about 2 hours before I listened to them. Amen. Ronnie Jones made me want to crawl up on that recliner that I was sitting on. He was getting some. And it wasn't rough, it was just true. Hallelujah. He told Alan his daughter. I told people ask about Horgo, his daughter, saved in one of his grandkids. And so that granddaughter kept having problems. And so his daughter, I took her to, they live on a hillside and trees back up there. Amen. Now you women folk, listen to me. Amen. And you men folk too, won't do hurt you. Amen. I said she, I took that little girl, took her out of the back of the house, went up on the side of the hill, and raised up a limb of a bush, and there was an 8-inch concrete block. And he showed that girl that block, and said, what? She said, Mama, what is that? She said, when I get like you are now, I said, I come right here. This is where I talk to God at. She said, what did you do? She said, I just sat on that block and talked to God. And said that her daughter said, Mama, do you mind if I use it? How many of you ladies and your children have seen you? And God's had you an altar somewhere in the back room, in the woods, where everybody have a place that you can talk to God and have your children, amen, to come and hear that prayer.
Yeah.
I ask on a question that you answer for yourself. Has your kids ever heard you pray?
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Yes.
I think you get down where rubber makes the road.
Yes, yes, Lord.
I have been praying. I remember before I ever got saved, you can have what you want. I'm talking about me. I can remember before I got saved, coming in one day dumb, sitting down with a can of beer in my hand, sitting there watching television. Don't remember what the program was, because God come along. It wasn't no count then. Amen. And God spoke to me just as plain, me a sinner with a can of beer drinking it. Said, if you ever get saved, that thing's got to go. He didn't say anything about the beer. Amen. I had said nothing. No, that had to go. Amen. When I repented, I turned the face of it to the wall. I couldn't get a bit of peace in the world until I put that thing out in the yard. Amen. You can have as many of them you want. I'm just going to preach. Amen. If you can find anything in any town on there, ain't got like Joel Osteen, watch it. George Martin, watch it. Amen. Then pick up your Bible. Ain't got to find your place and repent for even watching such a day.
Amen.
I think I've told you here before. I told you that Cletus Neesmith. And Brother Mike Smith from over in Mississippi was sitting on the front bench over on the right side. I told him, I thought, well, I was carrying my wife to Anderson. I said, I'll authorize a doctor. I was sitting up on the second floor, David, and there was a great big old television they had up there. Hey, man, here come two lesbians come out, and they just hugged each other and kissing. I come in almost on the bunk in the floor. Hey, man, kindly got over that. Here come a black boy and a white girl. Hey, man, and they locked lips, a kissing right there, and everybody sitting there enjoying it with me. I looked out the window and seen my pickup truck. I said, my pistol's laying in that truck. I wished I had it in here. I'd shoot that thing. I bless your heart, Mike Smith. He said, they preached the same thing over in Mississippi. He said, I sat in the barber shop when they showed it over there. I was saying, what if I got? I'm being told, they've been told. Hey, man, to find them a concrete block or get somewhere and pray and get a hold of God. Hey, man, for themselves. Ain't people like me? It's fixing to be dead. Then y'all will have a rejoicing time. Hey, man. Now, while I was getting that here, Jan was about 7 or 8 years old. You don't know the people that got on my back. Because she is our home. What's she going to do? Without one of them things to watch. She got interested in wanting to play music. So I just up done one, bought her a piano. And moved it in the house. She started taking piano lessons. Hey, man. Thanks be unto God. Amen. And me and her and Sarah, what little thing we could do back then, we'd do it. I would have Bible reading David every night, have all the prayer before we went to bed. Amen. This is a lot different, baby, than what you had this morning. But I feel kind of like I'm just preaching for a while, letting us see where we are. You know that's exactly what's robbed the power of God out of our churches. Is entertainment, amen, and joy, and pleasure, and trying to look like of the world.
Amen.
She got grown, got married, had 4 kids, well, 3 of them alive, but every one of them. She didn't have no TV in her house. Never one of them can sit down to organ, piano, guitar, any kind of musical instrument. Not Jordan. I'm betting you can make that banjo walk. Why, preacher? Because it's brought up without entertainment. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with good entertainment. If you find some, amen. Hey, ain't good entertainment in church where you have to go. Take your lunch here if they're going to give popcorn and drink. They'll leave furnish a cheer for the city in. God help. Ain't God, I thought about going over there. And God spoke to some people. You just leave them alone. Cast not your pearl. I'm before swine. You know they some that God has give up on. Turned them over to a reprobate lie. I said, believe a lie and be down.
Bless you, Lord. Yes,
we
sir.
Got more of them than you'd think, Per.
Yes, sir.
About ready for me to hush. I'm telling you. You mind if I put this in? I'm going to anyhow. I'm getting so old and crippled up, it's hard for me to get up and down. But it hurts my heart when altar, a David, Oscar or David, either one make an altar call
And we all sit here.
Amen.
Amen. Don, you stirred me up.
Amen.
When you took that broom, had sweep the all spider webs off the altar. In the house of God.
Amen.
How your children ever going to come and pray if you don't come show them how? Come on, James. God bless your heart. Amen. I can remember a time, David, right here in this very church, whenever I first got in, you'd have to get halfway back there at that door. I mean, everybody in the house, beyond the wall. Amen. Down there, all this is full, about an aisle full. Amen. Now then, if they one come down here, everybody has nearly have a heart attack.
Amen.
Come on, guys.
I made the statement one time down at Cletus Nee Smith's. It went over pretty good. Somebody got up and preached, and I mean they preached about, I don't remember what it was, but about repentance or getting born again, whatever it was. Then nobody, when Brother Nee Smith opened the altar, well, nobody come to the altar that night a day and pray. Then he motioned for me to come here. He gave me the microphone, and I got up behind the pulpit, and I pour open my Bible. So I said, I thought I'd never preach in a perfect church. I said, but I'm doing it today. I said, how do you know? Because nobody didn't come down here and pray. Everybody's perfect. If you ain't done nothing, it wouldn't hurt one bit, David, to hit this altar and pray for God to come back Wednesday night, Sunday morning. It wouldn't bother me one bit. Next Sunday being the fifth Sunday, if it break out so big, go plumb on through from Monday to Sunday night.
Yeah.
I might not be here, but I'd like to see y'all get it. And you mark her down if I ain't here. It's because I ain't able. I started not to this morning, but I sure am glad Mike read that right there, and that just stuck in me. Amen. The blood was what God wanted to see. But the blood just, amen, it took the power of God to go with the blood.
Amen.
That blood of Jesus went back and placed on the mercy seat. Amen. If that just the blood alone, everybody would be saved. But then he said in his statement, no man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. It takes the Holy Ghost coming through. Amen. Somebody said, I don't know what the Holy Ghost will do, what it is. Amen. I'm getting way off bounds. Amen. But you, I remember when Meshach, and Abednego, I was cast into the fire. Old King said, did we not cast three men in the fire? And yet, though I see four walking around, not loose, and unharmed. Ain't God, and he said that fourth man is like unto the Son of God. Somebody said, how did that king? I know that was the Son of God. I'm going to say this. If you ever see him, you'll know him. If the Holy Ghost ever comes by you, you'll know what it is. He won't tempt you to get out there and do something the world is doing. He'll tempt you to come away from that.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 I was sitting back there thinking a while ago, I wished we had some more Raymond Cooks. J.P. Rowan. And another one none of you didn't hear a scene except for me and my wife, Dunn Rich. Neil Bridges, Ed and Gene seen him in Bessemer.
But if we just had some more preachers like them preachers is or was, things had changed. Somebody said, oh, they were told this preacher. I tell you what, I've been probably in 50 meetings with Don Rich and recap meetings and just personal preaching meetings. I guess I've been in 50 meetings with him. I preached with him in camp meetings. And I've got my first time of David to hear him get on that wholeness doctrine. He'll preach you Christ. Ain't God preaching in your sins? He'll even tell you. Oscar's got a CD of it. He even stopped one time. He said, I won't tell you preacher something. I just got two living wives. You ain't fit to talk. Pole cat chicken to a buzzard. Amen. We need some more. I preacher today. I'll preach like that. Maybe some of these ungodly preachers I will get either in or out. Amen.
Come on.
Don't call me step half. No, that man right there, I guess, is about a brave old man, right? He just didn't care. Me and Michael Gary, I'm about to tell you, I'll tell this when we get back. Me and Michael won not just having that down near Jerusalem, but blessing about 125 miles. I got off work at 2 o'clock at 4 o'clock, come home, took a bath, and Michael come in. He took a bath, and we got that old truck I had, and we drove all the way down there. Amen. Just for that revival meeting, I mean, that camp meeting, that one night. Thank God and Don Rich sitting up on the stage. I with his Bible. Just is taking in everything. And there was a crowd, these Pentecostal bunch come in there. Amen. They were dancing. They were having fits. I mean, they were doing everything in the world. Exactly one of them walked right up here and got in front of everybody, and she fell out on the floor. Amen. One of them went back there and got a camera. Come up and taking pictures. Walking around taking pictures. Went back and laid a camera down. I come back up and started dancing again. Don still just sitting there. After a while, when they settled down, Brother Ralph Lair said, I'm going to turn it over to Don. Don got up and come up there and laid his Bible down. He said, I don't think I'll preach tonight. I think I'll just testify. So they didn't turn the tape recorder on. Amen. He said, I want to preach about the false Holy Ghost. I'm going to testify about the false Holy Ghost and the real Holy Ghost. And he said, what you seen was false Holy Ghost. And for about an hour, he took that crowd apart. And when they turned the service loose, they was the first that hit the door. We had some more of that. I know people don't like that. That's the time to say reprove,
reprove, and then exhort them.
Reprove them for what they're doing.
Yes.
Then when they start doing right, encourage them, exhort them, encourage them to do right.
Yes.
Them that sin before others, rebuke before all.
What it says.
Just preach love. I'm like David this morning. That's what this Bible is, love.
Amen. It is.
God is love. But thank God you love your children. But after a while, when they get overbearing, you'll show them a little special love with a good keen hickory.
Amen.
You ever had a cotton stalk wore out on you with all the green mold on it?
Yes, sir.
When you get through it, not have nothing left but the roots. I'll tell you what, they turn you loose, you'll pass a two-row cotton picker. Amen. It'll work!
Yes.
You said what? If I whoop my kids, they'll come take them away from me. I wish Hoppy McKinney would lie. I'd like him to tell you the story.
Yes, sir.
His daughter wouldn't mind him.
He wore her out. And Hoppy, knowing Hoppy, he wore her out. She was going to call whatever it is you call, DHR, whatever it was. And the best of my memory, he picked up the phone and dialed them third. And they come and got her and carried her to town. Then when court come to you, they call Hoppy up before the judge. And the judge asked him about it. And Hoppy didn't have a lick of sense. I mean, not a lick of sense. Hey, man, he looked old judge right in the eye. He said, as long as she sleeps in my house, hey, man, stays under my roof, eats my food, if she don't mind me, she ain't never had a whooping. Besides what she's fixing to get. Old judge hit the hickey and said, case dismissed. Amen. If we had a few more mamas and daddies that would stand up against this ungodly bunch in the courthouse everywhere else, we could change things with the help of God.
Amen.
I might ought to hush. I guess I'm in deep enough problem already.
But turn with me to 1 Timothy.
Read the listening and then we'll hush. I done got everybody mad, didn't I?
1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit and if you'll notice, that's a capital S. When you read your Bible and you start reading out of Spirit, always look. If it's a capital S, it's talking about the Holy Ghost of God. If it's a little S, it's talking about the Spirit of man. And know that where he said, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth, it's a little bitty S. Other words, that means you got to do it from the inside. Not them fit like y'all talking about today. Do it from the inside. Amen. The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You know why we've got so many deceived people today? More cell phones, more computers, more television, and less Bible reading. If you know what this Bible said, it's hard for a man to get you messed up. And another thing, the changing of the books. Depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. We're living in a generation that's got their conscience seared. My pastor says this. My pastor says that. What does God say?
Amen.
I talked with a man one time at work. I believe it was from Sardis Holiness Church. They didn't believe in using doctors. And if anybody don't want to use them, I ain't going to knock them. I might have been in better shape if I hadn't used them. I don't know. And I'm not going to knock them if they do. I'm going to pray for them both ways. But it was a welding side by side. And he said, a lot of people said they got healed by the doctor, but said, I don't believe a word of it. We got in between Joyce and I asked him, I said, do you believe the Word of God? He said, why, sure I do.
I said, when Hezekiah was sick nigh unto death, yeah, and God sent him word that he was going to set his house in order, he wasn't going to live, he was going to die. I said, Hezekiah done something that the church won't do today. Turned his face to the wall and weep before God. Yeah. And he had a petition toward God. I wonder if anybody in here, including me, has got it. Lord, you know how I've walked upright. You know how God, I've lived right before you. Amen. God bless your heart, and the Bible said Isaiah hadn't got out of town until God sent him back down there and said, you go back down there and tell him, I've heard his prayer. Amen, I'm going to raise him up. I'm going to give him 15 years. Amen. And you know what they done? They doctored him.
Yeah.
With figs. I believe it was. He said, how do I know? In 3 days, he said, you get up and go to the house of God. Took him 3 days to doctor him. Now, you not believe in doctors you want to. But it's in this book. How will I know? He said, there's a sundial out there. Said, what do you, which way do you want to turn? Go forward 15 degrees or go backwards 15 degrees? He said it's just a small thing for it to go forward across the way the sun was putting it. But said, move her back a 15 degrees. And God moved it back to show him that he's going to raise him up. Oh, bless his name. I told him there, I said, I just don't believe it like that. I said, I thought you believed the Bible. I said, if you was going down this railroad track and a train hit you and carried you all the way down to the bakery, every bone in your body broke, I said, would you want people to stop and help you or just go on by and say, God take care of him? He said, I want them to help me. I said, I figured it out. You believe in them more than you say you do. Amen. God bless your heart. We need to realize that God may be doing some things to teach us a lesson.
Yes, sir.
Now let's turn to Timothy chapter 2 Timothy chapter 4. No, chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also that in the last day perilous times shall come. I don't know what you think about that, but this world has always been in trouble. All my life I can remember the nuclear war, thread of it. But I'm thinking the perilous times means spiritual perilous times. Have you ever? Them CDs that I got were Ronnie Jones, Terry Pace, and some of them others, I don't remember who all was, preaching. But every one of them was preaching along the same line, the perilousness that's going on in our churches today. Terry Pace made a statement, no, don't throw no book at me, said people have made a God out of the church. To dress up in their Sunday best to come to church. Come on! Dress up in their Sunday best to come to church, look real good, get outside, strip off just like the world. Come on!
Yes, amen!
Out there is where you show off in front of the world.
Yes.
Look all over the field. They're white and ready to harvest. We're just coming in here to get some meat and food to where we can go out in the field and pick some cotton. I got to hush. David, you ought to come on. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Now I wonder why God put that in there.
You ever scratch your head? Why in the world do you? I'll tell you why. It's me. This is the most me generation that I've ever lived in.
Amen.
David said it this morning. I might not get it out like he said, but about that getting along. If you say something about what they're doing, they blame you for it. They're trying to get you to come over with them. Lovers of their own selves. Covetous. Ain't no way to get all this. Have you ever seen such a covetous bunch of people as we're living amongst today? I thought about it all evening and never did get out. That CD of Hickenbottom preaching on true riches. That woman living under that rock with tin up the sides of the walls. And he said, we went in there to pray with her and said, you couldn't even get down and pray so much God in there. You go into one of these 4 or 5 story houses and pray, about like where y'all is at church today. Nobody there. Oh, bless his name. I'm going to have to do some repenting myself. Amen. To get back, I do more praying. I'd like to see God have a visit again. I'm telling you, if we can get Him here, the Bible said they pressed Him wherever He was. They pressed Him to hear the Word of God. Oh, help me. Boasters. Proud. Blasphemers. I'm glad here's one that ain't working in our day, disobedient to parents. I'm glad that ain't working. Snap your finger and the kid jump up and say, ha-ha. I know. Back in my day and Ed's day, they didn't take us out of the living room watching a colored television, put us in the back room watching the black and white. All this black and white we seen with them stripes that they put on. Amen. Daddy believed in stars and stripes. He put on the stripes and we saw the stars. Amen. And if Daddy said, do something, you didn't get up mouth about you and don't you might get behind the barn away from him and mouth. I have done that a lot of times, but I made sure he didn't hear it. But you look at them today. Hey man, children disobedient to parents. I used to whenever I've got a hush. Used to. Hey man, when they'd have them big meetings, they'd bring their kids in the house. Hey man, they'd put them on the bank. They'd sit down on the bank. They'd behave themselves. If they didn't, they got wore out. Hey man. I bless your heart. But now then, you got to have a big old dog. How to keep them running around the house. How to keep them on the bank. Where they're sitting. I've got a hug. I can see right now that ain't sitting too easy. Amen. Without natural affection. You ever see a generation today without natural affection? Man, I can be preached on homosexuality all the way down. Killing babies. Matter of fact, that Jones feller that had Roy Moore kicked out, they phoned at the house or the night for him. They was wanting me off the phone before I got off. I told them they wanted some money to back him, for his campaign.
I said, I wouldn't give that baby killer, sodomite lover, amen, the sweat off of my brow. And what I said, I said, just hates God, hates people. Amen. I mean, they was wanting all. It's just time we told the truth. We got a whole bunch. Ain't got a, without natural affection.
Amen.
I'll say this and I'll just hush. But you know that man that killed Chris Kitchens, aunt, and her great-grandson out here at Garnerville, then went right across the road and killed another person. Killed three of them. Do you know that he had just got out of jail for killing three people? Genesis chapter 9 and verse number 6, God said, not Moses, God said, whosoever shed man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed.
Amen.
If they'd have took that sucker out there and hung him to the highest tree, like God said, he'd have never killed the last three.
Amen.
But they turned the murderer loose and killed an unborn baby. Amen. This time we had some men that had to stand up and preach against this ungodly mess.
Amen.
I told my wife the other day,